Okay, next one he's gonna do is Percy Percy Baddon, Badon, 11/28/66. It's a 59-year-old gentleman, wheelchair bound, short of breath, swelling of the lower extremity 4+. He used to be a hospital worker, but he has been declining as far as his heart failure is concerned. He has a history of heart failure, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, severe weakness, shortness of breath, and pedal edema related to his heart failure. Period. In the paragraph, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink at this time, he's single, he has no children. Surgery, had a brain bleed a year ago, aneurysm, required stent, and a clipping of his aneurysm in the past. Vaccination, up to date, allergy, none. Medication includes hydralazine, 50 milligram, TID, Xarelto, 10 milligram a day, Lasix, 40 milligram a day, Crestor, 20 milligram a day, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. Short review of system, he's wheelchair bound, he's short of breath at all times, he's weak, he has edema of the lower extremity, he requires help of others to survive, he has no hematemesis, hematitis, no seizure convulsions, family history, MI, diabetes. Examination reveals Percy to have a blood pressure of 136/98, pulse is 100, respiration is 18, O2 sat 92% on room air, heart positive S1, positive S2 with the Gallup and S3 Gallup. Patient also has an atrial fibrillation, lungs, ronchi, and aroused abdomen, cannot rule out ascites, obese, neck shows positive JBD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with that lesion, lower extremity shows a 4+ edema bilaterally. Assessment. Nine-year-old gentleman with advanced congestive heart failure, short of breath at all times, pedal edema. Despite treatment, has requested hospice and palliative care at home. He does not want to go back and forth to the doctor. He wants to be cared for at home. He doesn't need any oxygen at this time. His O2 sat stable, but I suspect the O2 sat drops with activity. He appears to be in acute congestive heart failure as well. His blood pressure is partially controlled. Because of atrial fibrillation, he takes Xarelto. He's lost weight. I suspect patient has sleep apnea, cardiomegaly, and right-sided heart failure, as well as hyperlipidemia. Given patient's current status, most likely he has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.